USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The CIA issued at least two warnings about a potential uprising in Gaza in the weeks leading up to last week's attack on Israel, including one that was days before that said an attack by Hamas was imminent, according to the New York Times and CNN reporting on Friday. The Times reported that President Joe Biden and senior White House officials were not briefed on any of the reports. CNN reported that the CIA assessments were in part based on intelligence provided by Israel. It's unclear if Israel was briefed according to the reports. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Qatar for talks with the nation's prime minister regarding the Israel-Hamas conflict. The main topics of discussion included prioritizing the safety of civilians and exploring avenues to reduce the intensity of the conflict.
As Israel continues to respond to Hamas's devastating attack, the United States will ensure that it has what it needs to defend its people.
Additionally, approximately $6 billion in Iranian assets are presently held in a Qatari bank as part of an agreement for a potential future humanitarian effort in exchange for prisoners in the United States. Healthcare premiums are going to rise next year for nearly 66 million Americans enrolled in the government's Medicare program. The standard monthly cost of Medicare Part B will increase 6% up to $174.70 in 2024. The annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries will rise from $226 right now to $240 in 2024. GOP House members have put forth yet another name to be Speaker.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with last week's shooting at Morgan State University that left five people wounded during homecoming celebrations at the historically black college in northeast Baltimore. Authorities say they're actively searching for a second suspect, 18-year-old Javon Williams, and have obtained an arrest warrant. He should be considered armed and dangerous. Police say the juvenile suspect was arrested Thursday in Washington, D.C., and will be charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region known for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near term. The United Auto Workers Union has decided not to expand its nearly month-long strike against Detroit's Big Three. UAW President Sean Fain conveyed in a statement Friday that the union is moving into a new stage of this battle. He stated that further strikes will be initiated whenever leaders perceive that negotiations are not advancing swiftly enough. Heading into the weekend, Taylor Swift is demonstrating significant pulling power at the box office. Her concert film, Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour, raked in nearly $3 million from preview screenings on Thursday night. Projections suggest it could garner anywhere between $100 to $125 million at the box office by Sunday. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.